This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm John Matarazzo. Coming up in a moment, a church cancels Christian concert over Facebook post. That story, right after this short message.
Have you heard about Liberty University's one-of-a-kind scholarship? Students from families that typically make $35,000 to $95,000 annually probably won't qualify for the federal Pell Grant, which provides vital funds for college. Our Middle America Scholarship, when combined with the Liberty Champion Award, will match the Pell Grant, a value of over $20,000 in 4 years. Want to know more? Text MAS to 49596 for more information. Again, that's MAS to 49596.
The month of June has become a yearly event when the LGBTQ community celebrates their pride in their lifestyles. The rainbow, God's symbol for his covenant to never again use a flood to destroy the earth, has now been appropriated as a symbol of pride in a lifestyle of sin. On June 7th, the Christian rock band Seventh-day Slumber shared an illustration on their Facebook page of Jesus embracing an LGBTQ person with a pink mohawk and the pride colors prominently displayed on their shaved scalp. The caption reads, "This picture is a powerful reminder of who God is, how God loves, and how none of us are out of his reach. You can come to him in your hurt, you can come to him in your pain, you can come to him in your sin, you can come to him in your brokenness. He loves you where you're at. He also loves you too much to leave you there. Be kind to one another. You never know what someone has been through." The post, written by lead singer Joseph Rojas, has been shared almost 3,000 times and has inspired more than 8,000 comments, both positive and negative. The picture has put the band in hot water with some venues that, in response to the post, have decided to cancel their upcoming concerts. Rojas has communicated that he is available to talk with any pastor who has booked the band and would like to discuss more on the topic. Rojas also remarked in a follow-up post that in their more than 20 years of ministry, they have never advocated for a sinful lifestyle and implores followers to come to Jesus as flawed as you are, as broken as you are, as confused as you are. Come to him with your questions and your anger. Just come. In a Facebook Live video on June 10th, Rojas addressed his fans and encouraged them to not let the angry mob keep you from loving people publicly. Don't let the angry mob keep you from ministering to hurting people publicly. He goes on to share his testimony of overcoming the sin of addiction to cocaine along with other drugs, how his mother didn't give up praying for him, and how we shouldn't give up on the lost either. Rojas pleaded with people who have been hurt by the church to not give up on Jesus. As written in the original post, Jesus loves you where you're at. He also loves you too much to leave you there. Social media is abuzz with this topic. To see the controversial picture and join the discussion, visit the Charisma News Facebook page. I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from others' journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast as well as many more spirit-filled podcasts on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News podcast, One Story, Well Told. For more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John Matarazzo. God bless you.